to you and yours. It's Chio and Kira in the morning. Bye-bye, October, and welcome November. Monday, November 1st, 2021. It's 5:36. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Kiki, what to do, boo-boo?
Oh, hi, Chio. Mr. New Haircut. Looking like a new man over there.
You like it?
I do.
So you like it better a little bit on the shorter side than...
I think I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Looks a little more, how do I say, groomed.
Yeah.
Put together.
Yeah, and that's why I cut it.
Yeah.
It was like just all over the road, man. It was you know, more well kept.
That's it.
So
that's it.
That's how I like it.
Whoever did it did a great job. Where'd you go?
I went to, what's it called? Town Square Barber, right downstairs, like where I live.
Town Square Barber.
Yeah, right. That's right down. You know that? Remember I told you that's a barbershop, like right downstairs of the building.
Yes, you told me about that.
So I don't have to go too far.
That's funny because the company we work for is Town Square Media.
That is true.
No relation.
Yeah,
no relation.
Town Square Barber. So, but you're missing something.
What am I missing?
You're missing something.
Oh, you did. It's a goatee now and not a beard, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, the. What is it called?
The beard. That's a goatee.
Sideburns that used to lead into the beard. They're gone.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Wow. Lots of changes in the words of David Bowie.
Your thoughts on... Oh, you... Wow. That's some classic rock stuff right there.
Rest in peace. May he rest.
Yes. Changes. That's a good one.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. I tell you what, for someone who's in their early 30s, you know your older music.
Thank you. Yes, my parents don't listen to any music from this decade or...
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Gotcha.
I'm well-versed on older music. Your goatee. Moving back to your goatee.
Goatee. Like the beard better. Just take it all off.
I think the goatee looks nice, but I liked the beard, too.
You like the beard, too?
I realize it's more work, right?
Yeah.
It's a
pain in the butt, man.
Well, you know,
and I have OCD.
Beauty is pain,
Chio. I have OCD.
I know you do.
So, like, I'm like trimming it every every other day. It's you got to trim it, man. You got to
Sure, it's work.
So,
anyway. Well, that looks a little more manageable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. So.
That's good. What does wifey think?
Well, she made a smart ass comment.
What'd she say?
She say, well, now in the wintertime is when you need it.
Oh. That's a good point, yeah.
She didn't say much. The hair is fine.
Yeah, you lost your face sweater.
Yes. As long as I have hair in my head, because I was keeping it real short for a minute there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point in the 2000s, all throughout the 2000s, where I was using a blade.
Mm-hmm.
Like bald.
Yeah, Mount Baldy. You were bald here for a little while.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's probably not...
Looking like Bruce Willis.
That's probably not the best look.
Not for you.
No.
You look great with hair. Yeah. Plus, like, you have great hair. You know, a lot of people.
Correct. So, might as well, like, have it.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
So, anyway, that was my weekend. Haircut, shaved the beard. How was yours?
I was good.
Did you have any spa days?
I didn't have any spa days. I could use a spa day. Yeah. No, I was very busy. Wedding on Saturday. Birthday yesterday.
You do too much.
I know.
But I guess when I was like 32, I was busy too, I guess. I guess that's what you do when you're in your
30s. Yeah, yeah.
But I
don't say no to anything, though. I need to work on that.
Yeah, I need like a chill day. I need one chill day at least.
I know. I texted you. I was like, I would love an extra day to do nothing. So. But
all right. Well, welcome in. It is 5:39. Hey, later on the show at 8:05, we're going to give you information on how you can win $1,000 to buy some furniture.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's at 8:05. Also at 8:20, another chance. Another chance today to escape to Florida with Old Dominion. We'll give you that first code word of the day, 8:20 right here, okay? And speaking of winning, Mindbender is next.
That's the good stuff.
George Bell is 89 years old. He and his wife, Joyce, who's 87, they have been married for 66 years.
Wow.
I know. love is a beautiful thing. They grew up next door to each other. They were next door neighbors. And then when they grew up, they got married. And so as you can imagine, they really haven't spent too much time apart in the nearly 7 decades that they've been together.
Okay.
Unbelievable. So unfortunately, both of them were hospitalized a few months ago. They both suffered falls. And when you fall at that age, you know, it can be really detrimental. Because of COVID regulations, they're from England and they have really intense regulations. That meant that the couple couldn't even see each other, even though they were in the same hospital.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was almost 100 days that they weren't able to see each other. And then finally, a few weeks ago, they were both were doing well enough that they were moved to a nursing home facility. And as you can imagine, their reunion was an emotional one. They were holding each other for a really long time.
I bet. That's got to be tough. Like, without seeing your partner for like 100 days?
Yeah. Unbelievable. And some staff actually had to excuse themselves because they were crying. Wow. It was a lot. And George whispered in Joyce's ear that he's never going to leave her again for the rest of his life.
Aww. Gotta love it.
Oh, my God. It's like The Notebook in real life.
Yeah. Gotta love it. I love this story, too, Kiki, and it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So it's not like there's no finale to it right now. But a United Nations official claims that just a small percentage of wealth could solve world hunger.
Wow.
World hunger around the world. Okay. So he put this out there. And he specifically called out Elon Musk, who's the richest person in the world right now.
Mm-hmm. Only getting richer.
Yeah, big time. He's worth like $300 billion. So he called out Elon Musk, and he also called out Amazon.com Incorporated co-founder Jeff Bezos. They're like the top two.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, like, you guys should step it up because it would only take $6 billion... which is pocket change for them, okay, to keep 42 million people from dying.
Wow. When you put it like that, it seems like a no-brainer.
Now, Elon Musk responded to this, you know, their Twitter.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he says, to describe exactly how $6 billion will solve world hunger. If you could describe how that would happen, I will sell, I'm speaking as if I'm Elon Musk. This is a quote. I will sell Tesla stock right now and do it.
Wow. So yeah, show me the business plan. Show me what I got to do and I'll do it.
And he wants it to be, speaking of business, like a open source accounting. It must be open source accounting so the public sees exactly how the money is spent. So it's not like I'll give you $6 billion and then
you guys figure
it out. It's they got to show how this is happening.
Yes.
If they can do that, and I'm sure they're going to work on that.
Mm-hmm.
If they can do that, he will sell. When I saw that, I went, because I like him. I like what he's about.
Right.
And to
he's a man of action.
Yes, he is. Like, he wants to better the world.
Right.
Hence the electric cars and the emissions and all that stuff, right?
He cares about our carbon footprint.
Yeah, so I just like, wow. You show me how that we can take care of that. I'll sell stock right now and do it.
Love that.
So hopefully that happens.
Yeah, how amazing if that happened in our lifetime.
That is amazing, and that is the good stuff.
Tap message us on the WOKQ app to reach Gio and Kira in the morning.
So Alec Baldwin and his family, they are hanging out in Vermont. And he actually spoke for the first time about the whole situation. And we have some of that audio. We will break that down in Famous People 411 coming up in about 10 minutes. All right, keep it locked.
When you take out
People 411 on Gio and Kira in the morning.
The Famous People 411 is brought to you by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses on Route 1 in Seabrook. So Alec Baldwin is here in New England as we speak. He was on his way to Vermont and he noticed that he was being followed by some reporters and he was with his wife Hilaria. His kids were in the car and he had some choice words for the people following him.
So just do me a favor, you don't mind? My kids are in the car crying.
Because you guys are following
me. And all I want to do, as a courtesy to you, I came to talk to you. I'm not allowed to comment on the investigation. I talk to the cops every day. My point is that I'm just asking. We sat down as a courtesy now to talk to you. Now, please, would you just not follow us for the rest of it? Just leave us alone.
Just go home.
Big yikes.
Yeah. I you know, obviously you got to feel horrible for what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have some empathy for him. It's not, I don't blame him at all. He's got all those kids, and these people are following. I mean, I guess that's part of being a star.
Yeah.
I mean, he came to Vermont to try.
But what do they want from him? Do you know what I mean? Like, he can't say anything. They just want a picture. Just want a picture for the tabloids. Like,
picture. So that picture's everywhere. That's how they get paid. I don't know. Like, at some point, I don't know if it worked. He pulls over the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to talk to you. Okay, I'm going to hang out here. Like. But after that, like, stop.
Can you leave me and my
family alone? They're following
him
everywhere. Like, when he goes to dinner, the kids are there. They got, like, 8,000 kids.
At least 8,000.
Little babies. You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And I saw that his wife was saying she's worried about a PTSD. Now, he's going to be messed up, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. At the end of the day, he lost a friend. You know, this was a really close friend of his.
That is correct.
Yeah. He went on to comment about his relationship with Helena Hutchins. She was the cinematographer who lost her life on the set. And here's that.
She was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director. We were a very, very, you know, well-oiled crew shooting a film together. And then this horrible event happened.
Unbelievable.
It's tragic. And it's, I mean, yeah. Like you said, I know that this is what these people have to do to get paid, you know, to get the picture, to get the quote. But at the same time, he has no time to grieve. You know,
yeah.
He lost a friend. He was there for this traumatic thing.
Yeah. The whole point, go to Vermont, you know, tiny state, whether mm-hmm. it's Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, get away, small, tiny town.
Yeah, they found him, though.
Right. And I don't know.
It's pretty crazy. Well, I don't know if you heard about this, Gio. I hate it. There's a rumor circulating about Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson that they're dating.
I saw that.
Yeah, it all sparked from this picture of them. They're on a roller coaster at some, like, Halloween-themed amusement park, and they're holding hands.
Knott's Berry Farm, I believe, is the name of it.
Knott's Berry Farm, that's it. Mm-hmm. And a close friend said they hang out in the same circles, like, they're together from time to time. It's really nothing to write home about. Like, they're not dating.
Why would they be holding hands?
I don't know.
On a ride.
I don't want them to be dating. I really, really like him. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I like what he's about. He's like a creative. He's talented. He's from Staten Island. Like a regular guy. He's a regular guy. Like, anyone who gets tied up with the Kardashians, it's like so formulaic. It's not real. They never end up with their person. I don't want him messed up with all that.
Right. I got you. We'll see.
You know?
We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. And finally, Luke Bryan and his family, they are so good at Halloween. They did an American Gladiator competition, so they all dressed up in gladiator garb and battled each other on an inflatable obstacle course. Man, they do it big. And there are videos of that on his Instagram. So that looked like a great time. And that is your Famous People 411.
Hey, coming up later on in the show, 8:05. Need some furniture? For your place, we're going to tell you what you need to do to win $1,000. Okay? So be here at 8:05.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
Anyone want to go to Florida?
I do. The temps are dropping here, and we want to send you on a getaway to Florida. Two round trip tickets courtesy of our friends at Allegiant Air. This is our Show Us Your Sunshine contest. Or as Chi Chi likes to call it, Show Us Your Sunshine. Say that five times fast.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
That's tough for me.
It is. It's a little bit of a tongue twister. So we know you have a photo of you enjoying the beautiful sunshine here in New England. So all you have to do is upload that photo using your handy dandy WOKQ app. And we'll pick a grand prize winner and hook that person up with two round trip tickets, airfare to Florida, courtesy of our friends at Allegiant Air. So you have until November 8th. And any info that you need is on our 97.5 WOKQ app. So good luck.
So that's like in 7 days, by the way.
That's in 7 days. So I would do it now, like while it's fresh in your mind.
Going to play a little game, Kiki.
Okay, what's it called?
Yes or BS.
Oh, I like this one.
Okay, yes. So I'll give you the questions. And you can play along wherever you may be as well. And you might even learn something here, too.
Well, okay? we can only hope.
If it's fact, if it's true, you say yes. If it's false, you say BS.
Okay, sounds easy enough to me.
Reality show Survivor host Jeff Probst originally auditioned to be a contestant on the first season before being hired as the host. Yes or BS?
I believe that's true, yes.
Ooh, you would be wrong. Yes, that is BS. He was a TV host for VH1 and FX previously. Before landing the gig.
I'm off to a bad start. Okay, that's fine. It's just warming up anyway.
Al Capone had business cards. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Big mafia guy back in the day.
Yeah, mob guy.
Yeah, had business cards that listed him as a used furniture dealer. Is that yes or BS?
I could see that being true. Yes.
That is true, yes.
Okay. She's back.
How funny is that?
That's though? Pretty funny. And a lie.
I'm a used furniture dealer. Let's see. Over 90% of Gillette employees, Gillette, the shave thing?
Yes, okay, razors.
Sport full beards. Is that yes or BS?
Isn't that ironic? I think because beards are so in now, I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes. That is BS.
Oh.
King C. Gillette, that's the inventor of the razor and the company's namesake, he had a mustache. That's it.
Okay, just a mustache.
No beard, yes.
Yeah, my dad had a mustache for many years.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
You like him better with the stash or without the stash?
Well, yeah, it's nostalgic for me to see pictures of him with the stash. Uh-huh. He hasn't had it in a few years.
I think mustaches like look a little weird. I guess it's like an old school thing. When I see a mustache,
I think of Tom Selleck.
Yeah, that's like 80s, right? It's like back in the day. I don't know. I just look
Magnum PI.
Yeah. All polar bears are right-handed. Is that yes or BS? All polar bears are right-handed.
No, I've met a lefty polar bear. That's BS.
That is true. It's BS, man. They're all left-handed. They're all left-handed. Yeah, all polar bears are right-handed. That would be BS because they are left-handed.
That's interesting.
They are left. Yeah. Wow. That's why I said you might learn something. I didn't know that.
Cool.
When I came across
this. And you're left-handed, too.
That is correct.
So you're part polar bear.
Yes.
Cool.
Big enough.
Stop it. I was thinking more like you like the cool temps.
I do, yes. The ears of a cricket are located on the front legs.
Front legs.
Just below the knee, Kiki. Is that a yes or a BS?
That's true. That's yes.
That a guess or you know that already?
I heard something like that.
That's yes, that is true.
Yeah, on the Discovery Channel.
You did for real?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's odd, right?
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
What's up, kids?
Hello, friends.
Happy Monday. You ever wonder, like, what some of your favorite celebrities, what did they do before they hit it?
It's always fun to think about, right?
Yeah.
Like a supermodel working at Foot Locker in the mall.
Yep. So I have a list here of some pretty big time celebrities. For example, Hugh Jackman, pretty big actor.
I would say.
Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Australian, right?
Yes, that is correct.
From Down Under.
He was a gym teacher.
Really?
A gym teacher.
Wow.
Before making it.
My husband's best friend is a gym teacher.
Really?
Yes. And wow. He loves it.
Like high school? Or?
Mm-hmm. At this fancy schmancy all-girls academy in Boston.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Nicole Kidman. She was a massage therapist like my daughter.
Oh, amazing.
How about that?
I wonder if Keith Urban gets the benefits of that. If he's got some tension in the back.
I'm sure he does.
That's nice.
Whether or not she was a pro or not.
Yeah.
But it's better when you're a pro. You know what's going on. How do you pronounce her name? Gabourey Sidibe?
I have no idea who that is.
Yes, you do.
I do.
Heavy set African-American actress. She was in, what was that movie? Man, I can't remember the movie.
Oh, this is going well.
Okay, but anyway, Google her. I'm sure you know who she is. Sidibe is her name, Gabourey Sidibe. She was a phone sex operator.
Oh, geez. It's risky business. Whatever pays the bills, am I right?
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg was a beautician at a funeral home.
Oh, wow. That's a wacky job.
What does a beautician do? Like put the makeup on and stuff?
Yeah. Like Jamie Lee Curtis's job in the movie My Girl. She's in charge of doing the makeup for the dead people.
Oh, okay.
I imagine you get paid pretty well because who wants to do that? That's a dark job.
Yes, it is. Jerry Springer?
Mm-hmm. Jerry.
What a bit he has there.
Oh, my God.
He was a real-life mayor. The mayor of Cincinnati back in the 70s.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Yes.
Famous pop R&B superstar.
Riri, yep.
A junior army cadet in her homeland of Barbados.
Really?
She was in the army.
I did not know that.
Or junior army. I don't know what the difference is of junior army, but she was doing something like that.
Good for her. Hardy woman.
Danny DeVito was a hairdresser.
Funny, because he's bald.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy Metz from, what's that show on NBC?
This Is Us.
This Is Us was a talent agent.
Oh, very cool.
John Legend worked at the guy from The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
R&B singer, pop singer, worked a desk job at a consulting group. Or consulting group, I should say. Consulting group.
Hopefully he didn't insult anyone.
True.
But he lived the cube life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And this is also interesting. Taraji P. Henson. Am I saying that name right? She's a black actress. Okay. I forgot what show she's on, but she's pretty famous. She was a receptionist, of all places, at the Pentagon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
Very interesting. I was a receptionist at a radio station. I called myself the director of first impressions. Because it felt better than a receptionist.
Oh, okay. Was that your first, job out of college?
No, but it was my first job in radio.
Okay, so you took that job to try to break in?
Correcto mundo.
Okay, so when you became, when you were looking at that gig, mm-hmm. you're saying, I'm going to get this gig, and this is going to put my foot in the door to try to get on air.
That's it.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Right? Well, didn't you?
Because I became a stage 5 clinger to all the morning shows in the... in the building. And I was like, talk to me. I'm funny. Have me on your show. I have a story.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And this was in Boston, right?
Yeah.
And they put you on.
Yeah, it became like a character. Like, Kira, the quirky front desk girl. She's a wild story from her weekend.
And you said one time off air, you did the overnights. You were like a DJ or something too? Like on the weekends or something?
No, I learned how to do the board. And then one time in the desperate times, they didn't have anyone to do it. And so I went in and I did it.
How was that? A nightmare?
No, it was fun.
It was good?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's different being a disc jockey and then being a character on a morning show.
Right.
Where they're driving you.
Yeah,
you
know,
hey, here's Kira, the quirky blah, blah, blah. What's going on today or whatever, you know?
When I ran the board on the overnight, I didn't talk. I was just running the board. Silly.
Okay, that's where I was confused.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Well, there you have it. It is 7:23. Happy Monday. Things you need to know and can't be Kira. All coming up before 8 o'clock.
Hey, it's Jad from the afternoon show.
Welcome in. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Chio and Kira in the morning.
This is unbelievable. Unbelievable, I tell you. We want to send you to Hollywood, Florida. To work on your tan and to see the boys of Old Dominion in concert. And when I say we're picking up the tab for everything, I mean everything.
That's how we roll over here.
Mm-hmm. Airfare, hotel, $500 spending moolah. You don't have to reach for your wallet the entire trip. It is truly an experience that money cannot buy. We want to give it to you. Your first shot to win today happens with a code word. Gigi and I will give that to you at 8:20. We actually have four code words today. They happen at 8:20, 11:20, 1:20, and 4:20. The more code words you enter, the better your chances are of winning this once-in-a-lifetime experience. So good luck. Make sure you download the app, because that's the only way you can win.
A couple weeks ago, I was talking about how I wanted to buy my grandson, Bodie, like a teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of something similar to I had done that with his mother, and to this day, she still has it.
So
like,
sweet.
Like a little teddy bear. So I'm talking about it on the air. Yeah, I want to get her this, him this teddy bear, blah, blah, blah. And one of our listeners, she listens to the show all the time, loves us. She's from, I believe she's from Bedford. Her name is Gwen, and she actually made me. She has a company that makes like teddy bears and
she personally embroiders them to say messages.
Yes, and she's from bearsandmeat.com. She reaches out to me. Hey, I would love to do this for you.
So like, amazing.
Like, you know, I listen every day. I love you guys. Let me see if I can find it. I want you to see it. But Gwen, it is amazing. I got it the other day and look, check it out. And then it says, my name is Papa.
Oh, it says Love Papa on the belly. Yeah. And it looks like the most cuddly sweet bear.
How cool is that?
That's really nice.
So I just got it the other day. And thank you, Gwen. Thank you so much. He's going to love it. And I hope this becomes something to him, that the same thing that teddy bear was to my daughter.
Yeah, that is so beautiful. Yeah. Hey, will you send me that picture? I want to share it on our WOKQ Instagram of course. Everyone can see it.
Yeah.
That was really sweet.
So, thank you, Gwen.
Yeah, and speaking of shout outs, so we got a message on the WOKQ app. Jenny and her son Justin from Hampton. They're big Chio and Kira in the Morning fans. They listen every day in the car and also like while they're getting ready at the house. And Justin had a birthday on Friday. He turned 8 years old. So Justin, I know you're listening right now. Just got a message from your mama. we hope you had the best birthday. We hope you ate way too much candy. And we can't thank you enough for listening to us in the morning.
Need a contestant right now to play Can't Be Kira. Think you know your pop culture? You are playing for a gift card to Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 844-975-9467 if you want to play right now. That is the Jay Carnes and Son Roofing listener line, 844-975-9467. We play next.
For Can't Beat Kira, brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
Michelle in Wolfboro, welcome in.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm awesome.
You sound awesome.
Fantastic. All right, let's get this party started and kick Kira out of the studio.
All right, Kira, take a hike.
All right, good luck, Michelle. May the best woman win.
Thank you. You got it, girl.
All right, she has officially left the studio.
Awesome.
Michelle, this is a three-question pop culture contest. You get more right, you win. A tie, Kira gets the win. But if you can tie her, we will give you the prize.
Okay.
So it's just like winning.
All right.
All right. Good luck, okay?
You got it.
Question number one, I Can't Be Kira. Which sport does Tiger Woods play? Multiple choice. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you need multiple choice?
I don't think I do.
Okay, what is it?
Tiger Woods plays golf.
Question number two. Boston, Massachusetts was the backdrop for this movie. This movie was directed by hold on, I'm not done with the information. Okay. This movie was directed by Martin Scorsese, the legendary director. It starred Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, and Mark Wahlberg. What's the movie?
Oh, something about the boys. Like the Good Boys?
Well, I can't tell you. I can only ask.
Is that
your final guess? Your final answer?
The Good Boys.
The Good Boys. All right. And question number three. In the movie Hangover, what name is the baby given? Your choices are Jojo, Carlos, or Seth.
I'm going to go with Jojo.
Okay. I'm going to wave Kira. Ann, how well do you think you did with these questions?
Oh, not so good. I got the first one, I think.
All right, hold on. We'll play part two next.
97 Alpha Can't Beat Kira. Brought to you by the Goat Bar and Grill.
And here she is.
Hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
Hey, Kira.
Hey.
Kiki, you ready?
I think I am, yes.
All right, good luck, Kiki. Question number one. Which sport does Tiger Woods play? This is multiple choice if you need it. Basketball, tennis, or golf?
I didn't need multiple choice.
Oh, you're that good, huh?
golf.
Golf. Michelle and Wolfboro didn't need it either. All right, one tie.
Excellent.
Question number two. Boston, Massachusetts was the backdrop for this movie. Okay, this movie was directed by the legendary director Martin Scorsese. It starred Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, and Mark Wahlberg. What's the movie?
The Departed.
The Departed. Michelle said The Good Boys. The Departed is correct.
You have to say it like that.
Now it's coming to you, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a movie buff.
Okay.
But good for you, Kira.
Thanks, sister.
2-1, Kiki. Question number three. In the movie Hangover, what name is the baby given? The baby in the movie Hangover. What was the name of the baby? Your choices are JoJo, Carlos, or Seth.
Carlos.
Carlos. Michelle said JoJo. Carlos is correct.
Right.
All right.
So that is a 3-1 victory for Kiki. Michelle and Wolfboro, please give us the phrase of shame.
Oh, this is Michelle from Wolfboro, and I can't beat Kira. Gio and Kira, WOKQ.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mani bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for this date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot. It's a party. Got this 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy. the seat right up to first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my, yeah, you know, 'cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane.
In the morning. Number one for new country. 97.5 WOKQ.
Dave in Portsmouth, he wants to know, is he being a jerk? Because he wants to put up the Christmas lights now in his house. So am I being a jerk?
What will my neighbors think?
Yeah, what are they going to think? What do you think? That's the question. Let me set it up. Halloween was yesterday. November 1st. He wants them up today. What do you think? 844-975-9467. That is the Jay Carnes and Son roofing listener line. What do you think?
Well, personally, I can't stand when Christmas decorations are up before Thanksgiving. Christmas music really just sounds like nails on a chalkboard to me. I think it's all cheery, like, after Thanksgiving. But, I mean, this is coming from a person. My favorite holiday is Halloween, and I feel like it's always glazed over. So, yeah, I just think maybe it could be too much, and I feel like we need to have a cutoff date of when you're allowed to start decorating for Christmas, and it can't be, like, November 1st.
Okay. It's like, hold up, buddy. Pump the brakes. Take a deep breath. Let it breathe for a minute here.
Christmas decorations tend to be so aggressive, like the music and just all the blinking lights, so I feel like we just get so sick of it so quick.
Appreciate the call. How about you? What's your name? Where you from? What you got?
My name is Jack. Live in South Berwick. No, not too soon. He can get hit by a bus tomorrow or a vehicle. Enjoy life.
Life is short.
Love
put
it.
Him up. Put him up 24/7. Who cares?
Put him up now and just keep it up. Keep it up.
Keep it up. Just change the light bulbs.
If it makes you happy, rock on with your bad self.
I love it.
Don't do it. So many Grinches around, you know, the heck with
yep.
them.
Yep.
The heck with them.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call, man. Have a great day. Have a great holiday.
You too.
We're going to start
we'll
saying that pretty soon.
Oh, ho, ho.
Later. Later.
Escape to Florida with
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
It's Chio and Kira in the morning.
Feliz Navidad.
So Dave from Portsmouth wants to know, is he a jerk? Because he wants to put up the Christmas lights right now.
He's worried about what his neighbors are going
to
think.
So he wants to do it now. He loves Christmas. 844-975-9467. You're on number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. So what do you think?
Yeah, it's like a little premature, bro. Come on. Can we get through Thanksgiving first before you go there?
So if he was your neighbor, you would definitely be annoyed with him? Like, bro, what are you doing?
I might not say anything because that's a little crossing the line, but I'd definitely give him some weird looks.
My name's Bob. I'm from Barrington, and not really. I mean, Walmart's already got their Christmas stuff in the store since before Halloween, so why would he be a jerk?
That is correct. So does Kohl's. I was in Kohl's the other day. They got all their Christmas stuff out.
Nah, I don't think he's a jerk. Go ahead and do it. Now's the time to do it while it's not cold.
Love it.
According to Bob, tis the season.
That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy hangover.
Bob's got the joke.
You're a good time, Bob.
All right, Bob, later.
Yeah, later.
Chio and Kira in the morning. What's your name? Where are you calling us from? And what do you think about our listener, Dave?
My name is Ed from Rochester. I think if he wants to put him up, let that guy put him up. I mean, he's not hurting nobody. And who cares what his neighbors think? It's not their house.
Yeah, why should they have a say what goes up on his house? They want to start paying his bills, and they can have a say, right?
Yes, ma'am. Exactly.
All right, Ed. Appreciate the call. Have a great holiday. Might as well start saying, have a great holiday.
Yeah, there you guys do. Have a good day.
Hi, who's this? Where are you from? And what do you think about Dave?
I'm from Manchester, and I think he is perfectly fine to put up his Christmas lights now.
Do you put yours up early as well?
Yes. I have Christmas lights up already inside, and I started decorating my desk at work already. The tree will go up probably this weekend. So I think if it makes you happy, do it.
Especially with what we've been through these past few years with COVID and everything, let's just like soak up any ounce of joy and happiness we can.
Exactly. And it's starting to get darker earlier, so the days feel gloomier. So let's be honest, it's fun to drive home on your way from, like, after work, and you see Christmas lights, and it just puts you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, puts you in a good mood. Puts me in a good mood anyway. It's like happiest festive. I love the lights. So,
me too.
I could care less. I don't know how Thanksgiving feels about it, but what's that Thanksgiving decoration? They got to step up their game.
Yeah, there's nothing to put up. Like
nothing. So put the Christmas lights. You know, Halloween at least you got the scary stuff.
Yeah.
What Thanksgiving? What, are you gonna put big turkey on your roof or something? Come on now.
Yeah, can't do that.
Hey, appreciate the call. Have a great day. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And from our Facebook page, Kiki.
Oh my gosh, the comments are just pouring in. The overwhelming opinion is that people like to put their lights up the day after Thanksgiving. That seems to be the most common time.
Oh.
Yes, but they're not throwing any judgment at Dave because, as we've said, if it makes you happy, rock on with your bad self, brother.
So what are we telling Dave? Go for it?
Yeah, do what's in your heart.
There you go, Dave. Put them up today, okay? I'm going to drive by your place, make sure they're up by like 8 o'clock, okay?
Oh, okay. Now it's like an assignment.
Happy holidays! All right. Famous People 411. We're going to get to that in about 10 minutes. Alec Baldwin, his wife, and the kids, they're here in New England. They're in Vermont trying to get away, and Alec Baldwin has a... what's the word? Spoken? Has made a comment?
Yeah, he's made a statement.
So we're going to play some of that audio for you next.